All right, it's 23 before the hour, and it's 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340, and it's a rainy Monday. Chuck Boozer and Freddie Hammer and Stephen Stone.
He's there.
All right. All right, 22 minutes away from the hour. It's Monday. You know what this is?
Motown Monday.
It's the last Monday of April.
Oh, last Monday in April, sorry.
What do we got, 30 days in April? Is that what it is?
Yes.
I believe it is.
Right. I'm looking at my desk calendar. I don't know the poem.
Yes.
30 days has September.
It all sort of runs together.
The best month of the year still is May, right around the last of the month here.
Coming on.
It's 22 before the hour, and it's 100.1 FM WRHI. Special guest in the studio.
I'm so thrilled to meet Stephen Cooley from Stephen Cooley Real Estate. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me, Freddie.
Absolutely. It's really great to see your smiling face here. You look great.
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Stephen. Welcome. Aren't you on some trucks around town? I see you pass me in traffic a lot, and I keep saying, Stephen, and you never look
right. I know. That's a moving billboard. We have a free moving truck for any of our clients, and so they love it.
That's neat.
They book it out, and they can have it for 24 hours or 48 hours, and they get to move for free. So that's a little service we like to provide to our clients and customers.
I think about real estate in Rock Hill right now. I mean, you're talking about, is there inventory even?
I know. That's one problem we're having right now is a shortage of inventory, Freddie. So there's more buyers than there are sellers. Mm. And who would have thought 5 years ago that would have been the case when there was a bunch of sellers and no buyers? So totally switching the market.
And I guess watching the market really grow and be excited. It's exciting to be in Rock Hill.
It's very exciting. When I got into business in 1989, Rock Hill had about 28,000 people. And then Fort Mill was just a mill town.
Right, with little houses on the
street. Yeah, little houses. And so look at the changes, and it's been so fun to watch.
Are you a Rock Hillian? I mean, just real quick, the Reader's Digest version. You've been around here a long time. You seem to know the area pretty well.
I grew up on a farm in Spartanburg County.
Okay.
And actually, there's a little area called Cooley Springs, and my last name's Cooley. It doesn't have a red light. And I came here for Winthrop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm a Winthrop graduate. So I came here when I was 17.
Did you go for business, or is there another reason?
I came here from Winthrop to take a major in business.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I came here at 17, never left.
Wonderful. And your family's around. I see I believe your son. He looks just like you were driving the truck.
No, that's not my son. I have a daughter.
Oh, okay.
Her name's Olivia.
Okay.
And she lives in Columbia, South Carolina, and we've opened a business down there. She's a realtor down there and building her own team. So, I've had about 17 college students be my runner over the years, and we have this little cute Nissan Cube with my face on it, and it it runs all over town. And over 6-7 years with 17 different runners, you've probably seen it everywhere.
Probably.
You've done pretty well, and we'll get to another reason that you're here, but you've done pretty well. You've gotten to hold this real estate thing, and what was this? Was this a passion for yours, or did you see the growth? I mean, obviously, Alan told me a couple of years ago, we were hitting 2022 numbers and 2014 as far as population growth. Did you foresee all this and went, you know what, I think
I got in the business when I was 21 years old in 1989, and I'd like to say, because I asked that often. I'd like to say that a big light shined down from heaven and told me to get in real estate, but I can't even remember being 21.
Okay.
So I can't tell you why I got in it,
but
I certainly have loved it. It's been good to me. When I got out of college, I did not know one adult in York County.
Okay.
Freddie is still that way.
The kids are great.
So 29 years later, my team and I, we finished fourth in the world for Keller Williams.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you
great.
So
That's
much.
That's a good team.
And I surround myself with great people.
Well, you definitely have great ideas coming out of those great people. And definitely in May, looking forward to help out the Humane Society.
Yeah. So, you know, I think a community is judged by how it helps its underserved folks. So I've been really involved in Catawba Care, which is now Infinity Health Clinic. And so I've always had a passion for animals. I grew up on a farm. My brother and I would not eat meat until we were over 18 years old because we had all these pets that became dinner.
Right.
I've always had a passion for our animals. And, you know, I think the other way that a community is judged is how we treat the other beings in our community other than human beings.
That's wonderful.
So that's a passion of mine. York County, unfortunately, puts about 700 pets to sleep a month.
Aww.
And I'd like to take that number to zero.
Absolutely. Amen, I'd like to see that, too. My gosh, Mary Beth Knapp and all of our communicators over at the Humane Society of York County are singing your praises for this wonderful event in May. How can we help?
Yeah, so the month of May, my team and I, the Stephen Cooler Real Estate Group, we're going to do everything we can to raise money and raise awareness for the Humane Society of York County. And I think one thing that everyone needs to know, because I get mailers about giving to the Humane Society. I get an email from the Charlotte Humane Society, but York County Humane Society gets no funding from the national or regional organizations. Oh. They are 100% fundraiser-based. 95% of the folks over there working are volunteers. And it's the only no-kill shelter in York County. And so that is a great place to give your time and energy. And so for the month of May, Stephen Cooley Real Estate Group is going to do 50 open houses on houses for sale. And we're going to give $5 to the Humane Society per adult who walks into one of those open houses. Those open houses will be listed at stephencooley.com. And you don't even need to be in the market to buy a home. Just come by one of those open houses. All of those will be in York County.
Okay.
And so Rock Hill, Fort Mill, mainly. And if every adult that walks in one of those open houses, we will give $5 per adult to Humane Society of York County.
That is so neat. And really the beautiful. How many people drive around just looking at houses?
I'll do that.
So there's two reasons to go. Help our furry friends and also see beautiful houses. We usually don't hold open houses in ugly homes.
That's right. They're all done
so
they're, beautifully.
So they're really pretty houses.
And they smell like cookies.
Yeah, absolutely. We usually have treats there too. So.
That's pretty neat.
This is such a great time. How much inventory is on the market? I mean, I've got a friend up in Charlotte and stuff. He's like, 6 months of this, million and over. He sometimes sells those. You got so much. There's years in the million and over plus. But like in 200 down, 200 in the area, 200 down here. What do we got? We got 2 weeks or 3 weeks inventory maybe?
Oh, yeah. A good house can sell in 2 or 3 days with multiple offers right now.
Yes.
There are certain neighborhoods and certain school districts that home buyers are putting notes in. Homeowners who are not selling mailboxes saying, would you sell us your home?
We're not kidding. He's not
wow.
kidding.
Wow.
So there's a big demand for homes. And, everything rides a wave and kind of a roller coaster, and the real estate market does too. And that's one of the reasons you want someone who's very experienced in it to give you great advice and let you know what you should be selling your home for, what you should be paying for a home. Don't get caught up in overpaying for real estate, even though we're in a really big boom and there's a shortage of real estate. Mm. You don't want to overpay, because when that slows down, you're going to have a home that may be not worth what you paid.
It's no fun to be upside down on a house.
Yeah, that's the bad thing with, we got great mortgages out there. You can get in a home with 3% down, but if the market turns and you need to sell, then you've got some things to work through.
Is that all just interest rate stuff, or just waiting to find out if the Feds change things?
Well, yeah, the interest rates really drive the home buying market. But if you want a home, interest rates just determines how big the home can be.
Okay, I understand. Interesting. That's
so
great.
People tend to buy, first-time home buyers tend to buy with what rent they're currently paying.
Okay.
Rent's high here. So people are paying $900 to $1,200 to $1,500 a month for rent for apartments. So that right now will buy someone a $200,000 house.
Really? That's wonderful. And they always say, why pay rent when you can own?
I know. That's been. I'm a big home advocate. It's one of the biggest wealth builders that we all have.
He's been doing this long enough. He knows how to cross all the T's and all the I's, and nothing's left loose ends or anything like that. And that's the guy you want. Right?
He has a desk full of little yellow flags.
He's the one. Well, this is great, too. And also, during the month of May here, in any open houses, you've got 50 open houses. So do this. And I think it's a lot of fun to go into people's houses.
Now, Stephen Cooley is S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Stephen Cooley. Yes, and it's stephencooley.com is where the list of all the homes will be. And, they'll be around the area. And also, those are drop-offs for anything that you would like to donate to the Humane Society of York County. And they need a lot of things.
Yes.
Everyone thinks of dog food and cat food, and they need those things. But they also need bleach, cleaning products, blankets.
Yep.
All kind of things that you just can think of that you can drop off by there. And then if you don't want to do anything for the pets, we also have a thrift shop in Fort Mill.
Possibility.
And that thrift shop is at 2144 Carolina Place, and you can drop off things you don't want, and we'll sell them. and then you can give them to the York County. That money will go to York County Humane Society.
That's my favorite thrift shop, the Possibilities Thrift Shop.
Absolutely.
They have the best. I think I got a juicer there for like $5.
So if you're in Fort Mill on Highway 160, back in there where the Lowe's is,
right.
That's where that sits, and it's a great thrift shop. There, people draw. I mean, there's amazing things in there.
And then everything for Christmas too. You can take your Christmas, old Christmas things, and they'll put it into the Christmas shop later on in the year.
As you can re-gift that ugly present, and it'll they'll sell it, and you can give it to York County Humane Society.
We know. We don't talk about this too much because I got good stuff in there, and the more people that know, the better the good stuff goes. We want to be the first. Really, seriously, they have good stuff in there.
Excellent. I guess I see you're getting ready for the Paws for Life Gala, too, with the Humane Society.
Absolutely. That's going to be at the Clubhouse in TK. That is June 17th, and all that's available. I like people visiting my website, but the Humane Society of YorkCounty.org. HumaneSocietyOfYorkCounty.org. You can buy tickets. You can be a sponsor. And you can, we need auction items because we're going to have a live auction.
Yeah.
So if you've got that weekend getaway that you'd like to give for 3 or 5 or a week and donate it. And I would just like, May's going to be my month of awareness for the Humane Society of York County. And I'd love to get a lot of people on board. And just for the month of May, we really put a lot of thought into our animals in our area.
Absolutely. Love on them.
Yeah. Love on them.
You know what? Good for you. Big, visible guy like you. Oh, what, yeah, I mean, I cornered you one day at some place. We were having lunch, and you were like, just let me order, please. That's all I want to do. Order by myself. Yes, I know. I'm Stephen Cooley. Yes, you're whatever. Get out of here, please. No. Yeah, but you're a good visual, a visible guy here in town that you're going to get behind all this. That's what they need. So this will help bring the awareness up. And Freddie and I are both rescue people.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I know, and I am too. And the other thing, we'll do a donation if you will post a picture of yourself with your rescue animal and tag my website, the Stephen Cooley Real Estate Group on Facebook. Tag us, and we'll do a donation in your name to the Humane Society of York County, too. And I just want to comment one quickly about, oh, my gosh, your dog is adorable.
Yeah I just that's saw the latest rescue. Of just
dog. Oh, that's Chewy. So cute. Chewy. That's
Chewy Boozer.
Oh, my God.
As in Chewbacca. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. People say that you start looking like your dog, where they're like, yo, y'all favor.
Oh, boy. We'll post this, too.
Okay.
Great awareness, though, when you do share the photos.
Yeah, that's a great awareness because, you know, I love bumper stickers. And so when I'm riding down the road, I'm not texting anymore. I'm looking at bumper stickers, and I love it. But I love the one that says, who rescued who?
Yes, that is totally true.
You know, and that is so true with my dog is I'm lucky to have her. She could have went to anybody, but I got her. I also want to just mention with a no-kill shelter is we have limited space. Once we get a dog, the Humane Society of York County gets a dog, we have that dog forever. Until it's adopted. Mm-hmm. And some of those dogs have challenges. But when you come there and adopt your pet, versus other places you can go, when you come there and adopt your pet, not only do you get a new family member, you open up a space for another pet.
Amen.
That's right. Good point. I don't think about that. I'm always on this. The ascent.
That's exactly
yeah.
right.
So yeah. that open, when a pet leaves, another pet gets to come into a no-kill shelter. Also, they just need a bunch of volunteers. If you'd like to walk a dog, if you'd like to go by and pet a dog or a cat,
they do have the socializing cat
and
job.
Who gets the most from that? Does the animal, right. or I think That's the right. person does? I'm
and you know, you. Really, all these pets want is a home.
And a sofa.
They
and
want
lamp.
A sofa and a home, and if you can provide that, that's what they're looking for.
Nice. Well, Stephen Cooley, it's Amen. Really great to talk with
Amen,
you about
brother.
All this great stuff.
It's so great to stop by, and I've listened to y'all every morning, so it's good to finally see you
Excellent.
In person
Thank
and
you
be here on your show.
Well, we're gonna go to Stephen Cooley.
StephenCooley.com.
And we're going to find out when your open houses are in May, and we're going to come out, and every adult gets $5 donation from you because of them just coming and seeing you.
Just them coming to an open house, and also both my offices, the one on Ebenezer Road in Rock Hill, one on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill, those are also drop-offs for
Great.
Donations.
Excellent. Well, we're going to do that, and we'll put this right on WRHI.com.
Thank you so much for having me out.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank
nice
you.
To see you.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's 9 till...